Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 16th of June. The Word became flesh. The Son of God became Abraham's son in the flesh, or seed, through incarnation, when Mary, who was the direct descendant of Abraham through King David, conceived and gave birth to Jesus. The physical body of Jesus was formed in the womb of the Virgin Mary once the Holy Spirit came upon her, and the power of the Father, who was the source of the Word, overshadowed her. The Word, as the seed of God that enabled Yahweh the Son to be born as the Son of God, is the same Word that formed his physical body. The seed of God, in conjunction with the egg of Mary, gave to Christ his human body. When he was born, he was the natural seed of Abraham and the Son of God the Father. When Jesus was born, he who was the express image of the Word of the Father as the Son of God had become flesh and dwelt among us. This is a most amazing and foundational truth of the Scriptures. The Zoe life that was in his spirit became part of his fleshly body. He was a unique man. Christ was more than an incarnation. He was a new creation. Through new creation, the resurrection life of God had become flesh. This is why Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life," even before he had been raised from the dead following his offering on the cross. In contrast to Adam, the life of Christ's identity was not sourced from his biological body. His life was the divine nature from the Father. We note the testimony of Jesus, "For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man," that is, by incarnation. The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 1 verses 26 to 32, Luke chapter 1 verse 35, Matthew chapter 1 verse 20, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 5, John chapter 1 verse 14, Philippians chapter 2 verse 7, John chapter 11 verse 25, and John chapter 5 verses 26 to 27. For further study, John chapter 1.